plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games, Disc 2. Microphone issues. Oh, those are cool. Hey, there we are. I've got a level. Hello, everybody. I'm going to turn this up. Welcome to another episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019. And I got to tell you, I'm not feeling great. I love my job, but it's just a hot box full of sick, man. I'm constantly ill, and I'm not feeling great today. So if I'm not speaking a lot and I'm making a rush to just get back to the music, well, that's why. Just to keep from coughing into the talking sections of the podcast. But hello, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here with me to hear some more Sonic music, specifically Mario and Sonic at the Rio Games, the second disc. I've got 20 tracks for you today. You already heard one of them at the beginning today. That was Diodoro, and there are 19 songs left. I'll also hit you with a little bit of trivia, and if you got any thoughts about this particular Mario and Sonic Olympics game, well, you know where to put them. In the free Discord at radiose.ga/Discord. Join, it's free. Alright, I'm not going to pander too much this week. I've got a lot to do, and I'm still not feeling so great, so let's just get things moving. Let's just end my eternal suffering. This goes here. And this goes... Is this the song? Yes, it is. All right, let's jump right into it. First four tracks of Disc 2 for Rio 2016. Enjoy!
We'll be right back.
Alright, welcome back, y'all. There's your first break. It's not going to be long before we get into the next one, but in case you're wondering, that break you heard, Maracana, Prize Machine, Road to Rio, Pocket Marathon, and then BMX. Yep, that's the name of the tracks. I think I know where I left off with the trivia last week, so I'll start here. And it's not going to be a lot, but here we go. Did you know that this is the first game where Wave the Swallow is a playable character outside of Sonic Riders, as well as the first time that Jet and Wave appear without Storm the Albatross? Vector the Crocodile and Espio the Chameleon also appear as playable characters, despite the Charmy Bee has not become playable. I will save a few more points for the next few breaks. Again, I know I'm like this whenever we do, like, the Olympics games, and part of the reason is because, like, there's not a whole lot of episodes in between each one, and there's really not a lot to say about these games. They're mini-game compilations, you know? There's not a lot, there's no story, it's just kind of like a feel-good game. And I mean, I don't know if these newer entries are any good at all, but that's all it really is. So if you have any thoughts, it's always, you know, always, you're always welcome to discuss it inside the Discord. Okay. Let me throw a bumper on the track and we'll throw it back. That's where those go. We left off at BMX. Okay. All right, next block.
In the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
welcome back. So I threw in one extra track, that block, to kind of round out the boxing songs. But in case you're wondering, equestrian, table tennis, beach volleyball, boxing, boxing KO, and boxing TKO. And I think I've got 9 songs left for you, but let's hit that trivia first. Did you know that Zavok and Zaz are playable as opposed to being only boss characters in previous games? This also applies to both Boom... for the Mario series, though he is only a side character for Rugby Sevens. Rouge the Bat has appeared on the box art of the game since Sonic Rivals 2. Oh, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. This is the first Mario and Sonic at the Olympics game where Rouge has appeared on the box art since Sonic Rivals 2. Matthew Mercer is voicing Espio in this game. Kotaro Nakamura voices Dr. Eggman in Japanese, following the death of the previous voice actor Chikao Atsuka in the early 2015. Alright, I think I got one more point left, but I'll save it for the last block. Again, if you're still listening and you're live, radiose.ga/discord to tell me all your thoughts about Mario and Sonic at the Rio Olympics. Okay, I've either got 9 or 8 tracks left. I can't count. But I do know that this track is next, followed by this one. Let me try to count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8. Okay, cool. 2 blocks of 4 then. We're moving right along. Stick around. you still there? I've only got a few tracks left for you, but in case you're wondering, that block was football, football interim results, rugby sevens, and Copacabana Beach during tournament. All right, let's wrap this trivia. There's only one or two points left, and then let's wrap up today's episode. Before being playable in this game, Rouge the Bat, Jack the Hawk, and Dry Bowser appeared in previous installments, except for Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, as rival characters, while Toad and SBO appeared as referees. However, Toad is still a referee in the Nintendo 3DS version, and interestingly, Toad, Jet, Rouge, and SBO were supposed to appear as playable characters in the first installment, but were cut for unknown reasons. There's a decent amount left, but I'll leave all the remaining trivia for next week's episode. Alright, let's wrap this up. Four tracks left for today on disc 2 that were longer than 30 seconds. Anyone that wasn't was removed, because why bother? They were probably just jingles and stuff. Okay, let's see. Throw this up. Okay, let's wrap it up. Stick around.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
sempre faz a história mudar. A melhor marca, minha medalha por buscar. Somos todos deportistas, aqui é meu lugar. Sou ardente, coração, meu vermelho é de paixão. Olinda é a terra que nos ilumina, nos encoraja, nos fascina nessa luta que é de alegria. Vamos embora, o começo é agora, esperança flora em nosso carnaval. Alto, bem alto, vou pular como a potência de um trovão. Vai a pelo ar como um lindo véu e dessa maneira alcançar nosso céu. Com toda essa força que é luz do sol, com tudo em partida brilhar, palpitando nossos corações. É força o nome, o samba que nada faz a gente pra se concentrar. A emoção bateu bem mais forte, mais forte do faz a história mudar. A melhor marca, minha medalha vou buscar. Somos todos desportistas, aqui é meu lugar. Rio, cidade maravilhosa, nosso campo de batalha. O azul do Sonic, que se marca e se espalha. O sol ardente,
you know what that song means. That song means I've got nothing left for you today. In case you're wondering, the last four tracks to end out today's episode, award ceremony first place, and then award ceremony second or third place, event results, and then wrapping the whole thing up was Cancao do Rio. Just a little bit over 1 hour episode today. That's all I've got for you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Next week, as long as I'm feeling well enough, will be the finale to Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016. With disc 3, and I think I got 26, oh no, I'm looking at the wrong list here, I got 28 tracks left for next week's episode, so come join the fun. Alright, I'll give everyone back their day. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, I've been your host, That Dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Take care, bye-bye!